this kal v'chomer? What exactly is this kal v'chomer? Moshe b'shat kal v'chomer, we said, was for your the kal averis and for the more chom averis. But some people explain that there's a kal v'chomer that's against kal yisrael. If already you find the sun and the moon, the skies, they never change their ways. They don't get any schafir whatsoever. They always, every morning the sun gets up in the east and goes down in the west. And they don't get any schaf for it, but he does it. They get reward for keeping the mitzvahs. Certainly they should keep the mitzvahs. And yet, we've in it. So we down after keeping Shabbos, we down that Hashem should slachna al kavachim, should forgive us for this kavachim that we... That's referring to Hemshach, that the sun rises every day and the moon rises every day. And Klal Yisrael aren't mamish how they should be, so that's all Pidrush. Slachna al kavachir. So, I found another diary, by the way, in the Torah. So, says that the brothers came down to Mitzrayim and they came and they went back and found their money. Then they came back the next time. They brought back the money that they got. They got extra money brought back. And then they got stopped on the way back by Menashe saying, "Hey, you took the kus of Yosef." So he says, "If already we returned the money to the master, right? We returned it, so certainly we wouldn't have taken more, right?" That's one of the kavachimers in the Torah. Hey, yeah, Rashi I think says that. Hey, what's the loshon? Piam tachtena, we returned it, so certainly no, probably not. Anyway, okay, certainly then we would have we wouldn't have taken. So what was the reply? Okay, die. We can only learn as much as what we've seen. We've seen that Reuven brought it back, and we saw that Levi, Yisachar, Zvulun, we didn't see by Shimon, and we didn't see by Binyamin. So maybe they started checking by the gold of by Shimon, and they found it by the small one, by Binyamin. And you can't learn the Kal V'chomer more than where you're coming from. You're only learning from the 10 Shvatim, but there are two that didn't, or the 9 Shvatim, the 2 that didn't. So maybe that's another type of a diary where we find in the two.
Did somebody mention that?
No. No, that's the answer. That they do speak out. Their timer was no. In other words, dying. No.
Is that your?
Yeah, that's a suggestion. Yeah. Their timer was we have a kal v'chomer, to which he answers back. The kal v'chomer is not relevant to these two, which is a form of a dying. Okay, we are now going to try b'siyata d'shmaya to learn a little bit more chazorim. Chavova medalef in boba kame. Huh? How we can ever have a kalachomer?
Well, that could be a kalachomer to the brothers.
Okay, if you get a chumash with Rashi, let's see that. Braces, yeah? So we're busy going through these kalachomers here in the Gemara. The Gemara suggests that Shem Regel, Shabbat Chamish, Tzarabim, Chatzinezek, and a kalachomer.
When they came the first time, they had to come back. So that make good face, you bring it back. But when you're leaving now,
why wouldn't they have to come back the second time?
Why have to come back? Yeah, they have insider information from Hashem that it's not going to be a famine anymore.
The famine's going to be for a long time.
Ruben, are you recording?
Okay, to McKay's. Hein kesem Hashem otzon b'fiyam tachtriseinu, heshiveinu elech. The kesem we brought back. Ze echol ma'asor kavachim amurim b'teyo. This is one of the 10, says Rashi. This is, we brought it back. So eich hinigrin b'isa zanech v'kesem v'zov. How could it be? To which they said, gam atzor kizvechem kenhum. You're quite right. It is such kavachim em. And v'aychaf is bagodo el heichel v'akotin kilo. So what do you mean by Godel, Hechel, Katan, Kila? So this, the Mephoshim do say, Godel is going on Shimon, and Katan is going on Binyamin. Those two weren't included in the Kal V'chomer, because Shimon stayed behind, So he never went back with his money. And Binyamin never came in the first place, so he never got his money back. So those two weren't included in this kavachem, or what we would call it a tzedayin. You can only learn as much as you learn, but not those two. So maybe we check those two, and indeed, as the famous story goes, they found it in Binyamin's bag. Okay, so we're holding on these two, the first two kavachem in the Gemara on Chavav. First one was to say Shem Regel should be Chayim in Shesarabim, Chatzinezek, Migufoy, right? Shem Regel is Chayim Chatzinezek, Migufoy. And on that the answer was Kaspoy, Vachotter is Kaspoy, only Karen, not Shem Regel. Next Chavachayim was why don't we say that Shem Regel should only be Chayim Chatzinezek in Shesarabim? But this time it'll be Ma'aliyah. Why not Migufoy? Because the Pasuk says clearly that Shem Regel has to pay Ma'aliyah. That we know. Shem Regel has to pay Ma'aliyah. So, but half a minute was, maybe only Chatzi Nezek. Maybe only Chatzi Nezek. How do you know you have to pay Ma'aliyah Nezek Shalim? Maybe only Chatzi Nezek. But for that we have a Kal Vachomer. If already Keren, which is more Chomo. Keren is more Chomo. He only pays Chatzi Nezek and Shasa Nezek. Yeah, only pays Chatzi Nezek in Shusan Nezek. Certainly, then Shem Regel, which is Mukal, should only pay Chatzi Nezek in Shusan Nezek, right? If the Mukhoma has this leniency, certainly the Mukal should have that leniency as well. To which the answer was no. There's a pasuk says Ishalim, you have to pay the full whack. The Shem Regel has to pay the full whack. So now we know that. Keren is not going to be chayiv. So Shem Regel is not going to be chayiv in Shesarabim because of the pasuk Chotzes Kasvoy, and Keren and Shem Regel is not going to be chayiv Chatzinezek in Shesarabim because of Chotzes Kasvoy, and Shem Regel is not going to be chayiv only Chatzinezek in Shesanezek because the pasuk says Yishalim you have to pay the full amount. Those two kavchemes we mentioned last time sound as if there's a steer between them. Tzadeh Echad, we said, Yilam v'mechotzes kaspoi, that only Karen pays Chatzi Nezek. And nothing else. And now, and that's how we said, there's no such thing as Shem Regel paying in Shasa Rabin, Chatzi Nezek. And now all of a sudden, we're using a different pasuk to tell, we had a question, maybe Shem Regel should pay Chatzi Nezek in Shasa Nezek. So we have the question, what do you mean? Chotzes kaspoi? Shouldn't, we know it already, what are you asking? We know there's only din of Chatzi Nezek said by Karen, not by Shem Regel. That was the kasha. So Tosfos Vayitei Shem Regel. There was a small Tosfos Midi Kuli Nizke Kominon. If you want, we can do that afterwards. I just want to go through this Tosfos Vayitei Shem Regel. There's a few points here, and there's also the Gshmak Yehora, which we didn't speak out last time. Which perhaps now that we've done Chazora amongst the Chabura, they'll come up with this question itself. We're talking about fake Tosfos. What's the half a minute that Shem Regel should pay Chatzi Nezek? In Toima, second Tosfos of Chavurah Amud Aleph, Ha'oma Kasvi Shel Zev Le Kasvi Shel Achem. Ha'oma Kasvi Shel Zev Le Kasvi Shel Achem. Kasvi Shel Zev. Only Keren, not Shem Regel. So what's the half a minute Shem Regel should be only Chatzi Nezek? Bishloima answers Tosfos. They in the mind me Kasvoi. This mute of Kasvoi, which we learned on Amud Aleph, the last I'm basically going on to that, if this miut is only relevant for Ela Chatzi Nezek Shemishtari Migufoy. Only regarding Chatzi Nezek Migufoy, then we have a Kaspi. Kaspi Zeh Shazer Vele Kaspi Shalach. The Kaspi Shazer Chatzi Nezek Migufoy. Vele Shalach. But here, what we're discussing now, that the regular Shazan Nezek should only be Chatzi Nezek, Imo Yom Chatzi Nezek Chatzi Nezek, have a mishtali min aliyah, you would pay min aliyah. Why? Why is it that if we'd be discussing the Chatzi Nezek and Shasa Rabim, it would be migufoy? But when discussing the Chatzi Nezek and Shasa Nezek, it's min aliyah. Why should that be?
Because it'd be a regular Chatzi Nezek, and regal is always min aliyah.
It'd be a regular Chatzi Nezek as opposed to the one in Shasa Rabim?
Karen Chatzi Nezek, which is migufoy.
You mean it's learned from Karen? We're asking both cases, we're talking about regal. In the case of Shasarabim, we also want to talk about regal in Shasarabim. But you mean to say because it's learned from Keren.
It's learned from
it would have all the dinu of Keren, right? Like David saying. In Adam, on the first Kalachim which we had, we didn't have a Mechal that Shem Regal should be Chayim in Rishos HaRabim. The Pasuk says, Ovir B'Steachim. Steachim means Rishos HaNizik. It shouldn't be Chayim in Rishos HaRabim. But the Kalachim would introduce to us a Chiyuv to say it should be like Keren. Okay? Like Keren, only with Gufrim. Keren's Gufrim, only Gufrim. Masha'in Kein, here, we're talking about Rishos HaNizik. In Rishos HaNizik, it's Poshut, there's a Chiyuv. The Torah says, Regal has to pay. You have to pay, and Aliyah. There's no din mechotzes kasvei there. But the havamina was that at least learn from Keren to limit the amount you have to pay. Not nezik shali, should only be chatzi nezik. I can't tell you meguf for you because the pasuk clearly says you have to pay Aliyah. Okay. Says Taisus. So remain, and that's why you need a new pasuk. Chotzes kasvei is not enough. Chotzes kasvei is. It's talking about Migufoy. But here we're talking about Chatzin Nezik, which is Ma'aliyah. So we have a Shaila. Chatzin Nezik Ma'aliyah. Maybe Shem should have to pay it. Teretz is Yishalim. He has to pay Nezik Shom. Now Teretz got a kasha. That's the first half of Tesis. Second half. Vim Toima. Heichi Goma Hocho Mikerim. How could we have a half minute to learn Shem Regal from Kerim? What do we want to learn? That if Keren is Chatzin Nezik, Shem Regal should also be Chatzi Nezik. What's the half minute to learn Shem Regal to Keren to say that Shem Regal should only pay Chatzi Nezik? Man of Keren, Dino! Shafira Bechatzara Nezik, Loi Meshani, Me'ela Chatzi Nezik. You know why? It makes sense that Keren should only pay Chatzi Nezik. Shekinin Mishtali Menaliyim. You want to know why Keren pays Chatzi Nezik? That's because he only pays Megufoy. Keren is different to Shem Regal. Keren pays Megufoy. Shem Regal pays Ma'aliyah. So what do you want to say? That if we find that Keren pays Chatzi Nezik, Shem Regal should also pay Chatzi Nezik. No. The reason why Keren pays Chatzi Nezik is because it's Megufoy. But if you have to pay Ma'aliyah, then you'd have to pay Nezik Sholi. So how can you compare the two? We've got Havamina that maybe the Shem Regal, which we would have thought is Nezik Sholi, which pays Ma'aliyah, maybe we should learn a Kalachem to say only Chayim Chatzi Nezik. Why? Because Keren pays Chatzi Nezik. What do you want? That's song that Miguf. Chatzi Nezik Miguf. But maybe the halacha is that if you're paying Ma'aliyah, then maybe you pay Nezik Sholi. If it's money, you pay Nezik Shalim. So how can we compare the Shem Regal to Keren? You have the question, Yossi? No? What's this Kavachim we're trying to learn? That Shem Regal, although the Torah says you should pay and you should send Nezik, maybe you don't pay Nezik Shalim, but rather you pay Chatzi Nezik. Why should we say that? Come on, give a guess. Why Chatzi Nezik? Because? So think. Go on. Why would there be a happen that the Shem Regal should only pay Chatzi Nezik and not Nezik Shalim? No? Yeah. Something to do with Keren, right? I mean, I could help him out, yeah? No, I want you also to work a bit. Yeah, Keren, now what? Keren is more chomo than Shem Regal. How do you know that Keren is more chomo than Shem Regal? Shasarabi. And yet, Keren only pays Chatzi Nezek, so Shem Regal, which pays Shem Regal, which is more kal, should only pay Chatzi Nezek. The things more kal shouldn't have any more than that. So we're saying, no, Keren is Migufoy, Shem Regal Aliyah. Aliyah needs Nezek Sholim. Aliyah is Nezek Sholim. So what's your compare? You're comparing chalk with cheese. They don't go together, Michal. Something which pays Ma'aliyah pays Nezik Shalim. Something which pays Megufoy pays only Chatzi Nezik.
How do we know that's a hard and fast rule? Why couldn't we invent a new category, hybrid of...
Could do, but you can't learn it from there because maybe I'll tell you a pircha. Maybe the fact that you pay Nezik Shalim, the fact that you pay Ma'aliyah is the masul of Nezik Shalim. And that is a different masul, that's Megufoy. Where do we find that you pay Ma'aliyah Chatzi Nezik? Find that in the Torah.
No, maybe again from a Kol V'Chomer we could.
Yeah, we're going to write to make that up, because it could be that there's a reason why there's a difference. Like if we'd have a posuk, so a posuk would say you shalim and you can't be the kavuchemer. Chetzes kasvi, you can't be the kavuchemer. So maybe the aliyah is the posuk telling us aliyah means there's ikshalim. Where do we find? Oh, that's the answer. It's the answer of tesis, right? Very good. That was the kash of tesis. That. If the Torah says aliyah, it's another way of saying you pay nezek shalim. Says Torah says no. Why not? Mishlim et Torah sechich. Torah, you see, not like that. Shem eshtali me'aliyah, le'apope. You come to apope, you pay me'aliyah, ve'ein meshalim elo chatzi nezek. And you only pay chatzi nezek. So you see that aliyah doesn't mean nezek shalim. Aliyah doesn't mean nezek shalim. You can have aliyah and you pay chatzi nezek. So if so, then we got right to say kavachomer that the Karen pays only chatzin nezek. Migufa is true, and shemirega pays mali. That's true, but that's not a reason to knock it out from chatzin nezek. You see, Tzuris pays aliyah, but yet it's chatzin nezek, so it should be the same. That's the answer to this kash of tesis. So we've had so far 2 points of tesis. First question was: we already know kaspi shel zed, really kaspi shel akas. Why do I need a new drasha? Torah says, no, here we're talking about Aliyah. Aliyah, you need a new drasha. Second Kash of Torah says, how can you have a half a minute that Shem Regal should pay Chatzin Nezek? If you pay Aliyah, maybe Aliyah means paying Nezek Shalim. Maybe that's another way of paying Nezek Shalim. That Maslul pays Nezek Shalim. Answer Torah says, you see from Sirius, not like that. Sirius is Aliyah, but yet it's Chatzin Nezek. So too, maybe this could be the same. Which leads us to the third and final point of Tosis. Vim toima. Ishem v'rega v'chatza nezek chatzi nezek. If permit, this second kavachem is true. If this second kavachem is true, then we wouldn't need the first one. Amai itzrich kasmi shalzev v'gir kasmi shalachem. If it's true that Shem Regel only pays Chatzi Nezek in a Shusha Nezek, then there's no basis for the Kal V'Chomer of the first Kal V'Chomer. What was the first Kal V'Chomer? That Shem Regel should pay Chatzi Nezek in a Shusha Rabbi. Kevin Shem Regel should pay Chatzi Nezek in a Shusha Rabbi. What's the Kal V'Chomer? If already we find Shem Regel more common than Karen. Why is it more common than Karen? Because it pays Nezek Shalem in a Shusha Nezek. So certainly you should pay Chatzi Nezek in a Shusha Rabim. But that's all true if it's true that Shem Regel pays Nezek Shalem. But if this Kavachim is true that Shem Regel doesn't pay Nezek Shalem, then the other Kavachim is not true, doesn't start. And if the other Kalamachimah doesn't start, you wouldn't need the posuk of Chotzeis Kasvoy. You wouldn't need that drosha. So Tosfos Kasha is that we see clearly this Kalamachimah is not true from the fact that we had that other posuk. Already says Chotzeis Kasvoy, Kasvoy Shazem Le Kasvoy Shalache. Muchach, if so, that Shem Regel must be Nezek Shalim in Yishusan Nezek. Because otherwise you wouldn't need this posuk Chotzeis Kasvoy. So Tosfos Kasha. Here we're making up a Kal V'Chomer. But Mochach, the Kal V'Chomer is wrong. Because there's a Pasuk saying otherwise. We can learn from Chotzeis Kasvoy that this Kal V'Chomer is wrong. That's the Tosfos Kasha. Why would we need Chotzeis Kasvoy? Why would we need it if this Kal V'Chomer is true? I Shem Regel V'Chatza Nezek Chatzi Nezek Amai Itztrich Kasvoy Shazev Le Kasvoy Shalachim. Why would we need it? The previous Kavachimah is gone. Let's make a quick cheshvan. What was the first Kavachimah? Shem Regel should be Chayav Chatzin Nezek. Why? Because Shem Regel is Chayav Nezek Shalem in Rosh Hashanah Nezek. But now we want to say Shem Regel is not Chayav Nezek Shalem in Rosh Hashanah Nezek. We want to say it's only Chayav Chatzin Nezek. If Shem Regel is only Chayav Chatzin Nezek, does any Kavachimah? Shem Regel is only Chayav Chatzin Nezek, Rosh Hashanah Nezek, so too is Karen. So what would be in Rosh Hashanah Rabim? There's no Kal V'Chomer. There's no Kal V'Chomer. So you wouldn't need the Chotzeis Kasvoy. There's no half a minute to say this in regular Shabbat Nezek Shalim. Chatzin Nezek and Rishon Sarav. So what do you do with this pasuk? Right, that's Tesis Kasha. Yishleim answers Tesis, Dilav Kasboi, if not for the fact that we had the other pasuk, Hamashavkin on Kamachim and the Hocho, the Mikil Tashlumim, Babdin on Kamachim and the Lel, the Machim Tashlumim. Tesis is saying, but when we start learning Chumash for the first time, there's really two Kavachemah standing in front of us. There's a Kavachemah that you could say that Shem Meregel should be Chayiv Chatzinezek and Shusarab. It's one Kavachemah. However, what do we know in the Torah? We know that Karen pays Chatzinezek and Shusarab, and Shem Meregel doesn't pay in Shusarab. The Quran doesn't say, it says only Mr. Achim. So we know that Karen pays Chatzinezek. We know that Karen pays Chatzin Nezek and Shusha Nizek, and Shem Erika pays Nezek Shalim in Shusha Nizek. So those are the two ideas that we know. So now we've got Mokim to make two Kavachemis. One is maybe Shem Erika, which we know is speaking about Shusha Nizek, maybe it's also Chayim in Shusha Rabim. Chatzin Nezek, maybe it's also Chayim in Shusha Rabim. That's one possible Kavachem. Right? Again, what we know in the Torah is Shem Erika is Chayim in Shusha Nizek. We know the Torah says Keren Zoni Chayim Chatzin Nezek. Those are the two things we know, right? So now we've got a right to make a Kavachim, and maybe Shem Erega is Chayim Chatzin Nezek and Shusha Rabim. That's one Kavachim. Second Kavachim, which you could make, is maybe Shem Erega never pays Nezek Shalim. Maybe only pays Chatzin Nezek. Those are two possible Kavachim you could make without any Psukim, right? If you tell me that Karen is Chayim in Shusarab and Shem Regel is more common than that, how do I know Shem Regel is more common? Because I know in Shusarab, in Shusayochid, Shem Regel pays Nezek Shalim. So if I know Shem Regel is more common than that, it should at least be Chayim Chatzin Nezek in Shusarab. What's the other way around? If we say that Shem Regel is not Chayim in Shusarab, because the Pasuk says, Ovibis Te'acher, so Karen is more chomer than it. So certainly Shem Regel should only be Chayv Chatzin Nezek in Shusha Nezek. Those are two possible Kavachemis. And the rule is, if you have a choice of two Kavachemis, you go with the more chomer one. So before we start, if we start looking at the Chumash and we're trying to work out which Kavachem to go, you would never say the second one. You would go with the more chomer one. You would go with the first one. Then Shem Regel should be Chayv in Shusha. Without any psukim.
Without any psukim.
Without any psukim, which one would you pick?
You're saying you go with more chomer one, that establishing
a more of a chiv.
As opposed to
limiting an existing chiv. It's the case of saying Kavachem is taking an existing chiv.
We discussed it before. It's more of a chiddush though.
Yeah.
You're creating something that didn't exist before, as opposed to modifying something.
Nachon.
That's surprising.
Nachon.
So why is that?
It's a cloud by Kavachem, that's what he says. We always go machmir tashlum, right? Introducing chiyuv and mitzvahs to limiting what there is. So I can hear it as well. If you want to swap for it, the Torah says you should pay pashas pay nezek shalim. The Torah didn't speak about rishus rabbim. The Torah just said in rishus nezek you pay nezek shalim, you pay pashas nezek shalim. So now you want to limit, basically take away from what the Torah said. Maybe you wouldn't do that. I think in rishus rabbim the Torah never spoke about it. So you're introducing, okay, the Torah didn't speak about it. I'm introducing a chiyuv. Maybe it's an easier thing to do.
But that chiyuv, theoretically, would be a chiyuv d'oraisa.
Kavachim.
I remember.
So it says, Tesis, if we wouldn't have any psukim, we automatically would go with the first kavachim. And we'd never say the second kavachim. We'd say the first kavachim is right, that what the Karen should that Shem Regel should be Chayim Chatzin Nezek in Rishus HaRabim and Nezek Shalim in Rishus HaYochid. That's possible. So, what's our question? If you say the second Kavachim, then why do you need the first Pasuk? You're wrong. You would never say the second Kavachim. You would always say the first Kavachim first. Once you've got the first Kavachim, then you need to say the Pasuk. So therefore, that answers Tesis. Gosh. Atkan Devi Tesis.
I have a question on the Gemara, understanding the Gemara, and or with Tosos. The second Kal V'Chomer is taking going from Karen to learn Chatzin Nezek, that the Chiyuv of Hashem and Regal is only Chatzin Nezek me Aliyah. On Yud Ches, where we were learning Dayo, we were saying that you wouldn't learn from Megufo to Lalat me Aliyah, you would only learn going from Chatzin Nezek to Nezek Shom. You can't do that here. But what allows you, you have two aspects. You want to make it, no, I guess it's not true because you're keeping on Chatzi Nesek.
You're taking one bit, but you're just taking one of them down.
Right.
So that's Tesis Kasha. Now there is, I'm going to say over the Kasha of Tesis again, but this time, think hard when we're learning this Kasha, okay? I'm going to say it over again. There's a very, very strong question on Tesis. It's not, you don't have to be goinish. If you have this kasha, doesn't mean you're the world's goin. If you don't have it, doesn't mean you're the world's non-goin. It's a kasha which, if you've understood the sugya, it should come out, should come clearly out. But we'll see. I'm going over Tesis kasha. Tesis said that if we go with the second Kal Vachomer and we say that Shem Regel should only be chayv chatzin nezek in Shusha Nizik, then the first Kal Vachomer doesn't exist. If it's true that Shem Regel should be chayv chatzin nezek in Shusha Nizik, then there's no element of Chumrah by Shem Regel over Karen.
There is.
And then the second Kal Vachomer, and then the first Kal Vachomer falls away. The first Kal Vachomer falls away. Why? Because the first Kal Vachomer was saying, if we find the Shem Regel which is more chomo, pays Shem Regel more chomo than Karen, and yet Karen pays Chatzin Nezek, so Shem Regel should also pay Chatzin Nezek. Says Tosafot, but if you now say Shem Regel only pays Chatzin Nezek and it's just an Ezek, then it's not more chomo.
What's likely more chomo? Because Me'aliyah.
Oh, that was your kasha? Right. It's still Mucham, like Tosafot started saying. You can always keep with Aliyah. We're not ignoring the Aliyah. I shouldn't have taken away this going Olam from you. I didn't want you guided before you kibbutz.
Okay.
But that's a very strong kasha on Tosafot. Who cares if it pays Nezek Shalim or not? It's still going to pay Aliyah, which is more than Karen. So you can still make the Kal Vachomer. If already Shem Regel, which is more common than Karen. Why? Because Shem Regel pays Ma'aliyah and Karen doesn't. So if we find that Karen has to pay in Rosh HaSarabim, Chatzin Nezek, so Shem Regel should also pay in Rosh HaSarabim, Chatzin Nezek. We should be able to take the chumras of Karen and move it over to Shem Regel. That kasha is a very strong kasha on Tosafot. Yeah, you don't need it. And then if so, Tosafot doesn't need to say it's Teretz V'chal. What's Tosafot's kasha V'chal? Tosafot's got a kasha. If you're right with the second Kal Vachomer, you've knocked off Karen to Shem Regel to become Nezek Shom, to be Chatzin Nezek, then I don't have any more the original Kal Vachomer. It's not true. You do. Because Shem Regel, even if you put it down to Chatzin Nezek, is always going to be that much more than Karen. That kasha is asked, this kasha is asked by at least three gedolim. One of them, two of them are the back of our Gemara. One of them is a Rishash. Rishash asks it, Koshali, Dakati Kakava Chayma, Te Karen Eni Mashanim Eni Megufoi, Afra Chatzai Nizik, Hashem Regal, Akol Ponim Mishalim Eni Aliyah. That's his kasha, which is your kasha. The Bnei Roim also asked this, he's got longer arichas about it. And no less than Reb Kibbeiga. Kibbeiga is not in the back of the Gemara. Kibbeiga also asked this kasha. I had this kasha, it was really bothering me, and then I was very excited. Reb Kibbeiga asked this kasha, and he doesn't leave it, he doesn't answer it. So that's a kasha on the end of Tosafot. For some reason, Tosafot ignored the fact about Aliyah, but that's a very strong R on Tosafot. Okay? Good. 3 points of Tosafot with our Ha'or at the end of it. Okay, right in the Gemara. V'tehei Odom Chai V'Koifer. A third Kal Vachomer. Le Adam, it's now about 15 lines down. Le Adam b'chayv koyfa mikal v'choyme. Adam should b'chayv koyfa mikal v'choyme. What's the kal v'choyme? Why should Adam b'chayv koyfa? Yossi, see, why should Adam b'chayv koyfa?
Because he pays for additional payments.
So he should say there was.
But he's more
common,
just like the
Shoah. Thank you. I just say Shoah pays Kaifa, so to all of them should be Chayav Kaifa. So what did Rashi say? Which Kaifa? What's the story here? Says Rashi, all them Chayav Kaifa.
He killed that straw.
Very good. Says Rashi, you're talking about he killed that straw. Why did Rashi say that? So he killed the meat of that straw. Why did Rashi say that?
Can't get killed.
Because Rashi thought if he's going to get killed, then you can't give him kufa because comedy would drop him. And if he goes to Golos, he also wouldn't pay kufa because he's getting his kapara from Golos. In a case when there's made the saw, maybe then we would give him punishment of kufa. And we mentioned last time.
What does it matter about
Golos? Because then he's getting his kapara already. So you wouldn't give him another Oilish. He's getting his kapara by going to Golos. We mentioned last time, I think maybe you were still not here, Rabbi Lentiv. We mentioned last time that there's a chiddush even in Rashi. Because normally the rule is that if a person wouldn't have a sorrow, he wouldn't be killed. He wouldn't have to pay, right? Because of commonly we don't pay. Normally that's the rule. If somebody does have a sorrow and he's going to get killed, so the rule is he doesn't need to pay. So the same would be if he does it without Hasra, also doesn't pay, because of the rule of Tono de Bei Chizkiah. He holds that just like if somebody does B'mezid with Hasra, doesn't pay, there is no Chiv of payment set for such a punishment. So even if you, because of a legal loophole, you don't get, the person doesn't get killed, he still doesn't pay. So why here does Rashi say, if you do it B'mezid, you don't have to be Kufa. If you do it b'mezid with us, if the person does it b'mezid with us, so he wouldn't pay kofa. If he does it b'mezid without us, so then he would pay kofa. Why should that be? What happened to Tonat Be'chizki? So we said, the Peneshua said that kofa is a bit different. Kofa is kapor. Kofa is there for kapor. So that's stam a tashlum. It's not just stam nezek that I have to pay because I caused you a loss. Kofa is kapor. And there was a havam in here that even though normally you wouldn't have to pay, that's normally, that's regarding Nezek, but his kapara, maybe, if a person gets killed, so he's got his kapara. If a person goes to Golos, he has his kapara. But if he's not going to Golos, he's not getting killed, so maybe we should give him an opportunity for kapara by paying his kufa. And that was the kavachem of the Gemara. And the answer was, all of only applies by an animal, there's no kufa by a person. A person kills but made without straw, he does not pay kofa. Good. That's Rashi's mahalach. Along came Tosfos and was chaylik. We all don't have a kofa. Tosfos is chaylik. Tosfos says we're talking about here a person that did it with a straw, and he's going to get killed for killing, and yet he has to pay. Why should he have to pay? There's a habit that should have to pay. Why should I have to pay? What happened to Komali Bidu Abimene? No, he's getting his kapor, he's getting killed.
That's
punishment. That's definitely kapor.
But what?
That's definitely kapor.
Eh?
Person gets killed, that's kapor.
What?
Person gets killed, that's a kapor.
Oh, I know, but it's not like he did chew on it.
He's supposed to.
You chew before you get killed, the person gets killed. Yeah. But I think it's somebody wants to go to a beastin, basic forest of Arugi beastin. If you want to go to one, next time you go to Tzras, you know, Tzras where all the Shiva Alkabits. So there's a Tana, I'm sure, Eloy or something. And it's right next to that Tana, there's a little passageway, and you see a sign saying Arugi beastin. Yeah, I saw it. Well, that's
scary.
Scary, right?
Really?
There's a beast in there. There's a mockumentary. Because the halachas used to bury him in the base because of the Rege Beis Din, and then move him after the bones, after his body decomposed, or move him to his own.
What happened to the part?
Yeah.
And move him where?
To the family, basically, as far as
because it assumed that he had a full kapara.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
So last time I read the story, it was 2 times ago. And then last time, the sign was on the floor upside down. Oh, that's not nice. These people, they need to have a bit of confidence. So they put up and back up. They should have.
So is anybody still
there? The covenant wasn't putting
must down.
Be.
Maybe they all moved.
No, then they wouldn't have a sign there. Must be some kapara now, people that.
When was the last time somebody was called their base thing?
The last time somebody was killed in Mason.
But they said they were all remarried after a year?
No, whatever, yeah, not obviously. If there was a chuvin in between or a commotion or something, then not. But, wow, anyway, that was rather must say. If your friends are going, stand on those stairs there. Right there. So call me, I'll direct you to it.
Sounds like a good field trip. We should go.
I don't know. My dad had a kapara when I was there. I said something to him because these people had a kapara. I think Machalas Shabbos had said they had a kapara. That's what the mitzvah was, kapara. So they had a kapara, then they dug him shel tzaddikim now. So anyway, so Titus. So we have this kasha. So why should it be that you have two einchin, einish of mitzvah and einish of tshlumim? Says Titus, just like the show. The show has two things. The shoyas gets killed, and the owner has to pay the kofa. So if it's a hammer, they should have to pay both as well. But the problem is, what happens to Kamei B'Dharmanei? So we spoke out last time, and certainly Tosis speaks out as well. Kamei B'Dharmanei is the case where a person did one avera together with something else wrong. Then the rule is that you only get punished for the more serious avera. For instance, somebody shot an arrow and killed somebody on Shabbos, which is an issa of Shabbos, a weekday. And there's issa ritziche, and baderech, on the way to kill, he went through somebody's clothes, and the person who was wearing his clothes, and damaged the clothes. So does he have to pay for the clothes that he damaged, which is a maisa nezek? Together we're getting killed for the maisa ritziche, or just the ritziche? Halacha is just a ritzich. There's two independent chiyuvim, a chiyuv for murdering and a chiyuv for damage, and they're coming to Rabbi. But what happened?
Does it belong to somebody else?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
But what happens if there's a double einish for what you do? Somebody does something wrong, and the Torah says you should know for this thing there's two punishments. So they can't say, Komle bidirabimineh, we're going to give you the more serious punishment. No, on this serious sin, there's two punishments. So you would give him both. So that's what happened here. We have a half minute.
Is that the universal understanding for Kamalei B'Dharmanei?
Yeah. Kamalei B'Dharmanei means you can only dumb about the more serious avir. You can only judge about the more serious avir.
If there's two separate.
So if there are two avirs, you have to dumb about the more serious avir. But what happens if the one serious avir includes two punishments? So we're going to judge you for this more serious avera, which includes getting two punishments.
We don't apply Kamalei B'Dharmanei in that case.
Right. Because we judge you for the more serious avera. So that's here. Somebody who kills B'Mezid without a straw, with a straw, contagious, with a straw. So Halacha is, that's the Hammam of the Gemara, there should be two punishments. One, the person should get killed just like the animal gets killed. And two, the person should pay kofa, just like the order in the owner of the animal has to pay kofa.
What's the purpose of the kofa penalty?
Together, kapara.
Well, most of the second of kofa was kapara.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's machloket about it, right?
Nachon.
Okay. So according to the Shita, it's kapara, which is what the Rav said before.
Right.
And the Rav said that being killed is already a kofa kapara.
Right.
So what are the two kaparas for?
Maybe you need two in order to get a kapara. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll need to. Maybe in order to get the kapara, this person needs to get two.
Maybe tell us something.
And even, yeah.
According to the second sheet, though?
No. Why do you have to say that?
Because then it makes sense. I mean, then I can understand. It makes sense
either.
One is kapara and one is a tashlumi.
In order to get kapara, you need to go through this thing. The people that were machalos shemai. In order to get the kapara, you have to go through Yom Kippur. goes to Yisurim, but it's going to Misa, and then he gets the Kapar. He needs all the three things in order to get the Kapar. It's a Shilum of three. So that was a Havmini as well. In order to get the Kapar, the person needs to go through the Tzar getting killed, and also the Chiyuv of paying money for it. Anyway, that was the Havmini of Tesis. The Havmini of the Gemara. And the Gemara's answer was, no, all of person gets killed, there's no chiyuv to shlumim by, no chiyuv kofa by a person. So we have a machlekes Rashi Tosfos here, right? That's what came out. According to Rashi, somebody kills b'shogeg, kills b'mezid with a straw, there's definitely no kofa, there's no havmin of kofa. Only if somebody kills without a straw, there was a havmini be kofa. According to Tosfos, even if he kills b'mezid with a straw, there was a havmini be kofa. Yep.
I think my who's had a question. Okay. Abashi. He says, how are we comparing the kofar of the shul shenagach, mm-hmm. when the shul was doing it b'mezid, to mazik, right? Mashenken, by the galus that Rashi's quoting, it's b'shogeg. Mm-hmm. How can Rashi have added those words? Right. To hear that it's I don't know if my chavrusa asked the Rav this question.
No.
It's a question I'm asking on his behalf.
You want to answer it now?
Yes. Me answer it? No, I'm going to answer it.
No?
No. I like the question.
Okay. I agree. He's asking a question that the Shoy does something with Kavon or Lahazik, let's put it those words, because the Shoy is something is amazing than Shoy. But Kavon or Lahazik, the animal had Kavon to damage. And that's why maybe it pays kofar. But how can you tell me, therefore, that a person who didn't have kavanah did a b'shoya maybe without, didn't say he didn't have kavanah, he did it. Oh, take on, let's say he did it without kavanah, he would, who would say that he would have to do it with kofar? So, if you're talking about he did it without kavanah, the Maaseh Rashi said, if you do it without kavanah, you're going to go to Goddess. The person goes to Goddess. So there's no kofa anyway. But that's in a case where he wouldn't have to go to Goddess. Chavez, instead of going, he was rolling the roll. The Gemara Maki says, if you're doing Dech Aliyah, then you don't go to Goddess. So he's putting the person doesn't go to Goddess. He's rolling this roll and then, or picking up the axe, and he damaged somebody while doing it, picking upwards, killed somebody, he doesn't go to Goddess. So he does not. So you're asking a question, it could be a case where you don't go to Goddess. You didn't have Kavanah Hazik. And there was a Havmini, you'd have to pay kush.
That was his question.
No?
The question was about the person doing it by accident.
By accident, he goes to Goddess.
He goes to Goddess.
So, no kush.
So I'm saying the Havmini was that you have to pay kush.
No.
What?
Not according to Rashi.
So Rashi says?
No.
By Goddess.
He says, not by Goddess. We all have a Chayv Kofar in a case when he's amazed, Rayasuve. Because he doesn't go to Goddess and he doesn't get killed, so therefore, let's give him kofa. But Rashi before, if you would go to Goddess, then you would not be kofa. Okay, so that kasha is maybe not so difficult. There is a mocking for his kasha, but there'd be a mocking for the answer, but it'd be a mocking for his kasha. Okay. Fine. Yeah, you hear? Rashi is not. Rashi doesn't get. In case we do the Rashi, he doesn't. Tom, then the Gemara says, all over the Odom, that only by a animal is kofa, not by anywhere else. Then the next Kavachim, what's the next Kavachim? The other way around now. The what?
Shoshim Chayyad Adivayim.
If any Odom, who doesn't be kofa, he's chayav talan dvarim. So shoy, don't be kofa, you should be talan dvarim. Nachon? Shoy should be chayav talan dvarim. Ever any odom that doesn't be kofa, he has to pay talan dvarim. So all shoy that has to be kofa should certainly pay talan dvarim. It's a kasha. Kasha of the Gemara. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Gemara, well answer. Ish b'misa b'lishay b'misa. So we had two kavachimis just now.
Yes, question.
We had two kavachemis. First kavachemis we had, it sounds very similar to the beginning of the Gemara. Two kavachemis. First kavachemis we had, a person should be chayav kufa. Right, if a person is chayav dan advoim, and I'm sure he isn't, if Shoy is chayav kufa, the person should be chayav kufa. Second kavachemis, the Shoy should be chayav dan advoim. Because if a person is chayav dan advoim but not chayav kufa, Shoy chayav kufa should certainly be chayav dan advoim. And each time we find a pasuk to resolve it. First pasuk we had the pasuk olah. Second one pasuk says that ish v'amisa v'lisha v'amisa. Anyone with our
Orahim? Same question
before.
Which I didn't like. That's why I didn't like.
Nobody asked you for your opinion about that. Yeah. What? What's the question?
Exactly what
you're talking about. Why did he soak him?
If you go home,
each one has a chumra of the other. So they just cancel each other out?
No.
I mean,
the Torah speaks about Shor, and the Torah speaks about Adam. I want to know whether Adam has the chiyuv of the Shor, or Shor has the chiyuv of the
Often don't we have a presentation of Kal v'chomer, that this whatever A is more chumra than B. I'm saying, no, B has a chumra over A, so like that itself uproots the structure of the Kol V'Chomer.
Let's go with the first Kol V'Chomer. Shor is Chiyuv of Kufa, Adam doesn't.
Shor
is a Chiyuv of Kufa, Adam doesn't.
Right, so it's more
Chomer. So if Adam has a Chiyuv of Dara Dvarim, surely Shor has
that
Chiyuv.
At that point, before you introduce a pasuk, why don't you say, but not so fast, Adam has a Chomer over Shor.
But that's the Kol V'Chomer. It would tell us that it would take us to that height. If we see that anywhere, Shor has a certain Chomer over. We don't know if Shor is chayv dalad mor. Maybe Shor is chayv dalad mor. The Torah spoke by Adam. About dalad mor. But one thing we know is that Shor has a chiyuv kufa and Adam doesn't. So we know that Shor is more chomer than Adam. There's a pasuk olav. Shor has a chiyuv of kufa and Adam doesn't. So if Shor has a chiyuv of kufa and Adam doesn't, then certainly Shor should have a chiyuv of dalad mor. That's good, no? If you have a certain information, so you're telling you clearly one's more common than the other.
But we also have information going the other way, don't we?
What's the other way? So let's see the first kavach. What's the first kavach? The Adam should be chayev
kofi.
Right, because we know that Shor pays. We know that Adam pays dalad dvarim.
Adam pays.
And we're taking on that Shor doesn't. We're taking on that Shor doesn't. The Torah doesn't speak about Shor. We're taking on that Shor doesn't. So if we find that Adam's got a chiyuv of dalad dvarim, so he's more chomer, then certainly Shor should also be certainly, and then Shor is chayav kufa, Adam should be chayav kufa. So that's taking on that Shor is not chayav dalad dvarim. We accepted. No. So here's the kasha. Now what's the kasha? If you say the second kavachima, then what's the second kavachima saying? The Shor is chayav dalad dvarim. If we said the second Kavachim is Chayv Dalad Dvarim, so then we don't need the first Kavachim. First Kavachim is wrong. What was the first Kavachim? Assuming that Shor is not Chayv Dalad Dvarim. But if we take on the second Kavachim, we're saying that Shor, make Kavachim to make Shor Chayv Dalad Dvarim, then the first Kavachim is wrong. If the first Kavachim is wrong, then what's the cash on that? And Kedar Tesis, what's the cash? Why do you need the Pasuk Olav? Why do you need to pass it all off to say, no, Adam doesn't have to pay kofa. You know why? I would have thought Adam has to pay kofa. Why would I have thought so? Because Shor is more chomer. Where's Shor more chomer? And because Adam more chomer. Where's Adam more chomer? Because Dalad Dvarim. No, we want to make that Adam. Now we want to make, sorry, one time I'm getting confused. We want to make that Adam should be chayav kofa. Why should we make Adam chayav kofa? Because if already we see that Shor is. We see that Adam is more chomer than Shor. Why do we see Adam more chomer than Shor? Because Adam pays dalad dvarim, and Shor does. It's not true. Shor does pay dalad dvarim. Shor pays dalad dvarim. So he's not more chomer. So you have Shor that pays dalad dvarim, Adam pays dalad dvarim. They're the same. And then you have Shor who pays kofa, and Adam doesn't say about kofa. Says no kavachemer. How can you tell me Adam should pay kofa? No kavachemer for that. We can only make a kavachemer if I know that Adam is more chomer than Shor. But I don't know if it's more chomer than Shor. Forget, we're going with the tzad now. The second kavachemer is saying then Shai also pays that advarim. If so, why do you need olav? Why do you need olav? It's exactly the same kasha, exactly the same kasha that Tosfos asked on the first two kavachemes. We're now asking on the second two kavachemes. On the first two kavachemes, we said if you go with the second kavachem to say that Shem Regel Shalom Michaim Chatzi Nezik and Shusha Nizik, then you wouldn't need the first kavachem of Chotzis Kasper, because Shem Regel is not more chomel than Keren. Exactly the same thing we're saying now. If it's true that Shem Michaim Tal Advarim, then the first kavachem is not true. So why do you need all of same kasha that Tosfos asked in Daf Velaytei Sherega we now have over here?
I didn't understand it.
You didn't understand?
Honestly, Tosfos' question.
Why?
Because we're analyzing and assessing each case individually.
No, we got it. Possibly.
Not one stira to the other. Not a stira. It's not.
Why?
Because we're just assessing each.
No, but you're a nista. You can't suggest something when there's a possible saying otherwise.
I can suggest something. We want to see the Kabbalah Homer maybe.
No, Kabbalah never overrides Pasuk.
Not a Pasuk, but the way of learning a Pasuk. Maybe the Kabbalah Homer proves it otherwise. Sure, you have to give me a word that will prove that the Kabbalah Homer doesn't exist. Or that's the way with the Kabbalah Homer.
We did. We already said the Chotzos Kasper.
You could have asked it in reverse order. When I was learning through the Yeshua, I said, why didn't they ask in this order? Change the order. Will it be the same thing? Same exact thing. We're assessing each thing on its own.
But what do you do with the Chotzos Kasper?
What is that?
Pasuk said the Chotzos Kasper, and the reason why I need that Pasuk was based on the assumption that Shem Regel is more chomo than Keren. And now you're taking on, not that. So I don't need a Chotzos Kasper.
I'll follow up on this question. I mean, Chotzos Kasper, we need Pshutel Shemekra to know that Keren is Chetzi Nezek. You have to have those words in the Pasuk to tell you that it's Chetzi Nezek.
No, not the kaspoy.
I mean the vav, the
lit
and all yet?
Chotzes, kesef, chotzes, abeim, and why do you need kaspoy? Yeah, so this kasha, the mashah on the Tosfos already pointed out that the same kasha Tosfos asked in the first two malachim is also relevant in the second two, so with a slight twist. Remember what Tosfos' answer was?
It's more difficult.
What was Tosfos' answer? We'd learn the more chomer one. If we wouldn't have a Chotzes Kasper, we would have learned the Mulchama one. There was a Mulchama one. We have a choice. Is Shem Regel Chayev in Shusar Abir? Maybe we'll make up Shem Regel and Chayev in Shusar Abir. It's one Kalachayev. Or maybe we should limit the Chiv of Shem Regel to make it less. Right? One, we're making up a Chiv to make Chum Mulchamus. And one, we're limiting what's written already in the Torah. Here, there's not one Mulchama than the other. One side is that Adam should be Chayev Kofa, and the other one should Shoy should be Chayev Dara Dvarim. There's two, both of them have elements of Chumas. In the first Gavachem, we're going to make up that Adam should be Chayev Kofa. In the second Gavachem, we're going to make up that Shoy should be Chayev Dara Dvarim.
Isn't Dara Dvarim more expensive than Kofa?
So, maybe, that right there, could be, maybe that could be an answer. But the Maisa, we went with the first one. We would have gone with the first one. So, making up Kiva. The Mashal points this out on Tosfos to Gemas of Eloi. And he says, Bisallah Davkadik. Chain some flame in the Kamon to Parak, Lady Ken, Mishus Ram Chayiv. No, actually not asking this one. He asked in the next one, in the next Kamachem of the Gemara. So interesting why he didn't ask in this case, on this part of the Gemara. So, Hashem asked on the next time of the Gemara. So I'm just being ma'oyed this Sekudah. Once you have these two Kamachemes, we have the same Bayah of Tosfos beforehand, with the Teretz of Tosfos doesn't work as well. That the Mashal points out, but he just points out on the next Shlav of the Gemara, not on here. Okay. Oh, that's strange. I thought it was doing that. Veloyti Shemeregel. It's not on this plane. Haran the Gemara. Fine, very good. So that's where we are holding. And that basically brings us to the end of this month. Actually, next month, we start Adam Mul. We don't finish this, the Perik. Shouldn't take us too long. That's Hashem. Definitely easier. And then we have to move on to a new limut. What it is, we have to work on. Not sure yet. I don't think it'll be the third pick, but we have to.
So we're going to pick up work right over here after.
After Sukkot, the Mitzvah will start from Shemud, Odomud Oilam, then help us Odom Amazik. Some of it we learned once before, remember things thrown from the Rosh Hagag. That's the end of Chavav and Beis.
Rosh Cheshvan,
yeah. And then it could we'll move to the 8th pack, I don't know, we'll have to see. That's Odom HaMazik, it's more of Odom HaMazik. Shalav HaGemar, Chassim HaTev, everyone should have it. And Hashem should be Zeich, it should be Meichel Asfo, Slachno Al Kal, Lechemer, should be Zeich to have a proper Kapar from the Gwen Shalom. And it should be Meichel Asfo, if we didn't learn the Sugya exactly right to everything, we should also have a proper kapar for this as well. I think we did work very hard on it, and you all steiged tremendously, tremendously from the sugya. Continue.
My new alchay is pshat now. You know, if we're having the wrong pshat, I'm the pshat.
Very good. Okay. Should be well.
Two